voter to Democrat lawmaker, whistleblower complaint akin to 13-year-old girls gossiping. By Edwin Mora on October 11, 2019. Some constituents in Democrat-controlled congressional districts have expressed dismay at their lawmakers' support for the impeachment probe into U.S. President Donald Trump. Vulnerable freshman Democrats in the House representing Republican-friendly regions, in particular, met at least some opposition to their support for the impeachment investigation in recent weeks. Some constituents even expressed support for Trump's criticism of former Vice President Joe Biden's alleged links to corruption in Ukraine. That was the case at the marathon stretch of six town halls last Saturday for swing district Representative Sean Casten, DEL, Politico acknowledged on October 6. During one of those town halls, an unnamed female raised her voice after Casten criticized Trump's July 25 phone call with the Ukrainian president, Politico reported Thursday. The voter told Casten the whistleblower's complaint about the call looks like a bunch of 13-year-old girls gossiping about the person they don't like. In response, Casten held firm in his criticisms of Trump's conduct, often sounding like a liberal Democrat who hails from a blue district, rather than a lawmaker trying to placate both sides, Politico noted. The news outlet described Casten as a diehard supporter of the impeachment inquiry. In 2018, Casten became the first Democrat to hold the congressional seat of the 6th Congressional District of Illinois as part of a nationwide Democrat sweep of suburban districts. Hillary Clinton narrowly won Casten's district in 2016. During the July 25 call, Trump attempted to improperly leverage U.S. aid to Ukraine in return for it investigating Joe Biden and his son Hunter, the whistleblower claimed. Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have denied the whistleblower's allegation, which triggered the impeachment inquiry. The U.S. president has accused White House hopeful Biden of engaging in improper dealings with Ukraine while serving as vice president. A video ad from Trump's re-election asserts that Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid to Ukraine unless the Eastern European country fired a prosecutor investigating an energy company. Hunter Biden served on the Ukrainian company's board at the time. Internal polling indicates a storm is brewing for vulnerable Democrats in key congressional districts. Polling by the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, shows most voters do not consider the Trump-Zelensky phone call an impeachable offense. A recent Fox News poll, however, shows a record 51% of respondents support the impeachment and removal of Trump.